He's educated and entertained Madison audiences for 25 years, and now he's coming back to get your feet tapping. The Wisconsin Union Theater presents Keyboard Conversations with Jeffrey Siegel, Listen to the Dance, at Mills Hall on Tuesday, April 30th at 7:30 p.m. Virtuoso pianist Jeffrey Siegel has expanded the knowledge and appreciation of thousands through his concerts with commentary.
Every work on a Keyboard Conversation program is performed in its entirety. What we like to think of as the plus is that prior to the performance of each work, I speak to the audience informally and in non-technical language about the piece of music that they are going to hear.
In his latest presentation, Siegel will explore compositions written for dance, including a waltz of Chopin, an Argentinian tango of Astor Piazzolla, Mendelssohn's Wedding March, and even the dance most celebrated in Wisconsin, polkas by Shostakovich, Stravinsky, and Smetana. That's Jeffrey Siegel's Keyboard Conversations. Listen to the Dance at Mills Hall on Tuesday, April 30th at 7:30 p.m.
We want to enrich our lives with great music, and these programs help to achieve that goal.
Enriching our community for 37 years, this is WORT 89.9 FM, Madison.
Welcome to Radio Literature, Madison's weekly look at poetry, fiction, memoir, and experimental writing for readers of all ages. Settle in for a conversation on radio literature.
Good evening. I'm your host tonight, Rhonda Lee. We are truly celebrating April Poetry Month tonight. We have Madison and Mexico poet Moises Villavicencio Barras, whose new book titled Luz de Todos los Tiempos, Light of All Time, will be out this summer from Cowfeather Press. And we have one of the two publishers, which are Madison's Poets Laureate Sarah Bussey and Wendy Vardaman, who initiated Cowfeather Press to publish then State Poet Laureate Bruce Dethlefson. Sarah Bussey is here to read the English. So you'll be hearing these poems in Spanish and English from Moises and Sarah. So first, welcome Moises. Thank you for being here to celebrate April Poetry Month.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And Sarah, thank you for publishing this incredibly beautiful bilingual book.
Oh, it's our pleasure to publish it. I'm really excited to see it coming out. I can't wait. I was just reading over the poems again today and thinking what a beautiful book it's going to be.
Well, I just have to say, I got the manuscript from Sarah so I could listen to it, and I was working and I needed to finish something, and I just, I'll listen to a couple. I couldn't stop. I listened to the entire manuscript.
Well, it's really, I think once you enter the world that Moises has created in his poetry, it's as though you're in another world of his creation, and it's just, it sucks you in, I think. So I'm not surprised you had that experience, Rhonda.
So we'll be talking more about the book, and we'll talk about the Poets Laureate's projects this year, but I'd really like, Moises, if you could introduce the book with the first poem.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to read a poem called Ancestors, in Español, Ancestros, para Loren Iben. En mi infancia, los arroyos trajeron cuentas sagradas que colgaba en mi pecho, como esos calendarios en las paredes de mi abuela, partera solitaria. Mis ancestros cantaron en las puertas, en las praderas donde el infinito. En mi infancia, mis hermanos murieron en el vientre hinchado de la noche. En un yacimiento de barro encontré el hilo de todas las respuestas. Bajo mis manos crecieron los vasos y los platos de las constelaciones. Mis ancestros también corrieron de una ciudad a otra con las semillas y los peces de dioses terrestres y naturales. No tuvieron las horas que el sol pasa en las alas de los cormoranes. No tuvieron el oro de su lado. El viento sembró sus huesos y carne en barrancas de acagual y silencio. Mis ancestros anduvieron de un lado a otro de la tierra sin ruido y con la boca en las aguas ruinosas que la lluvia deja, después de morir en las hojas y las piedras. Soy el que no conoció la amenaza de la rueda y la sed metálica del espíritu. Soy el que todavía pesca y come de los ríos subterráneos, de una raza oscura, el que contempló con miedo y furia los colores del martirio, de las nutrias y las ceibas, el que todavía anda las praderas, mi propia invención, hablo el lenguaje de las cosas.
Ancestors, for Lauren and Ben. In my childhood, the streams brought sacred beads that I hung on my chest like those calendars on the walls of my grandmother, a solitary midwife. My ancestors sang in the prairies where infinity lives. In my childhood, my brothers died in the swollen belly of the night. In a mud bed, I found the thread of all answers. Under my hands grew the glasses and plates of the constellations. My ancestors ran from one city to another with seeds and fish of terrestrial and natural gods. They did not have the hours that the sun spends in the wings of cormorants. They did not have gold on their side. The wind planted their bones and flesh in hillsides of aqual and silence. My ancestors walked from one side to the other side of the earth quietly, with their mouths in the ruinous waters that rain leaves after dying in leaves and stones. I am the one who did not know the threat of the wheel and the metallic thirst of the spirit. I am the one who still fishes and eats from underground rivers. I am from a dark race, the one who contemplated with fear and fury the colors of the martyrdom of otters and sabas. I am the one who still walks the prairies, inventing myself, speaking the language of things.
Thank you. You're listening to Moises Villavicencio Barras and Sarah Bussey tonight on Radio Literature, reading from the forthcoming book from Cowfeather Press, Luz de Todos los Tiempos, Light of All Times. And that's coming out this summer. Now, Sarah, you must be awash in poetry, and you've picked two books to publish this year.
We have two. We do. We're busy at the moment, and we just had a new issue of Verse Wisconsin come out as well. So indeed.
Why don't you start at the top?
Okay.
You can talk about how this fits in with your entire
Poets
Laureate
world. Well, the first thing, Wendy and I became partners in the world of poetry when we took on the poetry magazine that Linda Ashbrenner had been running out of Marshfield, Wisconsin. And when Linda Ashbrenner did it for 11 years, it was titled Free Verse. And when she decided to retire, she asked if we would like to take it on together. And so we did, and it became Verse Wisconsin, which we have been doing since 2010. And out of that partnership and out of our thinking about poetry and how we can best be of service to poets in Wisconsin, we began this book press, Cowfeather. And so Cowfeather exists sort of parallel to the magazine as a way to explore what it means to be editors of books as opposed to a magazine. And then parallel to that even, we decided to apply for the position. It is a position that you have to apply for, the laureateship when it became available as Fabu was closing out her term as the third laureate. And we decided, we've partnered in these other areas, let's see if we can partner in this as well. Mm-hmm. And that has given us yet another platform to think about issues of poetry in public life, poetry in civic life, poetry, and how does it help us build a cultural identity in the city and the state.
So this book that we're talking about tonight is extraordinary. How is the other one?
Well, I just want to say how excited I am to be bringing both of these books out in the same year. We purposely wanted to bring out books kind of in conjunction with each other because we wanted, again, to build community between poets, and one of the ways to do that is to put them in conversation with each other. The second title that we're bringing out this year is by Appleton poet Catherine Coffell, and it's titled Sister Satellite. And it's just a wonderful pairing with Moises' work, because her work is where his work, you know, is so rich and full of imagery and deep and colorful. Her work is very strong. Voice of a woman who is very sure and secure in herself and really puts her truth into the world. And I thought maybe what I would do is, just so you get the contrast in your ears, to read one of the poems from her book as well right now.
Please.
So this is from Sister Satellite by Catherine Kofel, and this book will be out later in the summer, late August, early September of 2013. The poem is Appeal for Eclipse. Enough about the damn moon. Bulimic bitch, four fits of clothes, all that cellulite, and still she still prances, still tries to light up the sky, when he only wants to be dark, to be Johnny Cash and strum the train ride right out of her. Enough from the poets, the artists, the astronomers. Quit coveting her behind his back. She needs to learn the ways of a docile woman, to be viewed askew from inside a cardboard box, her trashy peep-show ass puppeted from the earth, strung up behind the sun, curtained by this ring of fire. And I really treasure Kathy's voice, particularly at this time, because there's been so much in the public sphere about women and the rights of women and the place of women in the world, and I think she just comes out and says, you know, back off, I'm about to speak my truth. And we really need that voice right now. So I'm very excited.
So that's the second book coming out this year.
Yes.
So let's please go back to the first book and have another set of poems.
Now I'm going to read a poem called Gato de Monte. Gato de Monte. Soy el recuerdo de ese gato del que mi madre hablaba. Soy ese recuerdo que ahora regresa y no encuentra territorio en sus ojos. Sobre ese gato de monte sin territorio escribo, como polen de sangre en árboles ajenos, nacido entre el ruido de las cosas que pasan. Mi padre me acompañaba a todos los sitios de la noche, era bueno mientras podía, porque las raíces de su sangre a veces lo golpearon hasta tirarlo al suelo como a un gato de monte, viejo. De mi madre tengo el hecho de los ríos y tus palabras. Yo entiendo que uno como gato de monte tiene que andarse solo por la tierra, con la nariz en el aire de distintos arroyos, comiendo de la carne viva del mundo, husmeando el vapor a veces de trenes cargados de insomnio. Uno tiene a veces que acercarse a las ciudades, y es en las ciudades donde uno aprende del desconsuelo. Ahí uno, como gato de monte, tiene que esconderse en los gestos del odio y el miedo. Mi padre me contó que su sed y hambre lo llevaron bajo puentes y horizontes de un rojo desconocido. Mi padre, que ahora camina los suelos amargos de sus muertos sin nombre, como un gato de monte, sigue persistiendo.
Wildcat. I am the memory of the wildcat that my mother talked about. I am that memory coming back. I am that memory that finds no territory in her eyes. I write about this wildcat without territory, like the pollen of blood in faraway trees. I was born among the noise of things that pass. My father used to keep me company in the night. He was good while he could be, because his blood roots beat him until he fell to the ground like an old wildcat. Then I have from you, Mom, the river's bed and your words. I understand that one's wildcat has to walk alone on the earth, with its nose in different streams, eating the life flesh of the world, sniffing the steam of trains full of insomnia. One has to come close to the city. It is in the city where we learn hopelessness. As a wildcat, one must hide among the gestures of hate and fear. My father told me that his hunger and his thirst took him under bridges and horizons of unknown red. My father, who now walks the bitter grounds of his dead without names. My father, a wildcat, still persists.
Thank you. You're listening to Moises, Bia Vicencio Barras, and Sarah Bussey read from the bilingual collection due out later this summer from cowfeatherpress.org, Luz de Todos los Tiempos, Light of All Times. And Moises, you will take this book to Mexico when you finish.
Yeah, I will be taking my book to Mexico this summer, and we're going to have a book released there back in Oaxaca, where I am from, on I will say August.
It just is such a celebration of your entire family. I mean, it's so right that's how you do your book release.
Yeah, a lot of my family is going to be there, and my friends, and I'm hoping that a lot of people will come and buy the book.
I think that it's so appropriate that he's, you know, there'll be a book launch in Oaxaca in August, and then we will be having many events in Wisconsin as well for Moises and Kathy, joint launches both in Appleton, here in Madison, at the public library, the new main public library, and then over at Woodland Pattern they'll be reading as well. So the fall is going to be quite busy for these two. They'll be going all around the state reading their work. So.
Oh, what a wonderful way to welcome the new library.
Yes, yeah, we're very happy to be working with them.
And could we have another pair of poems?
Sure. Now I am going to read a poem that I wrote about thinking about my grandma. This poem is called Dios para la abuela. Para Ángel Ordóñez. Dios, me gustaría que entraras al patio de mi abuela y sacudieras con toda tu fuerza el árbol de limones. Pero no le cumples deseos a los que todavía esperan que una tarde llegues por esa puerta de madera. Dios, me gustaría que entraras al patio y sacudieras el árbol de limones frente a los ojos agitados de la abuela. Sé que ella pensaría cosas buenas, como que de vez en cuando existes, para hacer cosas pequeñas. Dios, me gustaría que ella te jalara de las orejas y te mandara después a la tienda para comprar cerveza.
God, for my grandmother. God, I would like you to enter my grandmother's yard and shake with all your force the lemon tree. But you don't grant the wishes of those who hope that one afternoon you will come through that wooden door. God, I would like you to enter my grandmother's yard and shake with all your force the lemon tree right in front of my grandmother's eyes. I know that she would think good things, like sometimes you exist to perform small acts. God, I would like to see her pull your ears and afterward send you to the store to buy the beer.
I have to admit that I requested this. That just tickled me so much.
Thank you.
And I think I remember from a reading I heard you at Moises with Roberta Hill that your grandmother is actually from this continent. Is that what I'm remembering? Is she?
Well, yeah, my family, you know, back in Oaxaca, Mexico, I used to talk to my mom about my ancestors, and she told me, you know, that I am part indigenous and part Spaniard and part Afro-American, because my grandpa was Afro-American Afro-Mexican, you know.
Mm. Okay, yeah. So I misremembered. It wasn't your grandmother. It was your grandfather.
Yeah, my grandfather.
Okay, yeah. How does that help you feel rooted here? with connected with your ancestors?
You know, being here in this country is such of an experience for me, like every day in many ways, you know. And, you know, since I came here, you know, I began to ask myself more questions about my my ancestors, you know, my family. But it has been, you know, helping me to be more creative and think more about you know, things that I back in Mexico I really never thought about, you know, before.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us.
It's
just delightful. Yeah. And how, you know, you're awfully busy. How do you make the space for the creative process? Yeah.
I just make it, you know, I always find a way to try to, you know, sit down and write a little bit, you know, and make a couple notes. But, you know, my brain is always thinking about writing. I think it's just as part of, like, my being, writing.
You work in the public schools here in Madison, is that right?
I do, yeah, yeah. I do.
So when do you, I'm just curious, how do you write regularly? Do you squeeze it in? Do you save it for vacations? When do you, what's your writing practice?
Well, you know, I usually carry around a notebook. When I have the time, I stop and write down, you know, my ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, as you know, the poem is always there waiting for you, you know. But I usually take some time during the weekend to do some writing during the morning. So
do you write it in both languages when you're taking notes? How do you, you know, I'm just curious.
Well, sometimes the poems come usually in Spanish, but sometimes in English. I have I am working right now in a collection of poems for kids in English, and they are coming, you know, like naturally in English. So it's great for me that the poems are coming that way. Mm-hmm.
Do you have your students write poems?
Right now, yeah. Well, right now we're working on poetry. We're writing poems. So they're having a lot of fun writing poems because I have been trying to make it like something for them that is fun, you know, to...
Oh.
Yeah, it's great to be able to share my passion, too, with my students, you know, about poetry.
And this is in Spanish. This is all in Spanish.
Yes, yeah, it is in Spanish. Mm-hmm. I do teach in Spanish at a elementary school here in Madison. I teach at Midbell Elementary School.
I think that's one of the reasons that we're so excited to be publishing this book is because Spanish is one of the languages of Madison now, and that's something to be celebrated and something to be listened to and something to be brought into the conversations that we have in Madison as a city. So I'm thrilled that this book is published bilingually, and that is a, you know, this is a Madison poet, this is a Madison press, and this is a bilingual book. I think that's really quite a statement.
How about another set of bilingual poems?
Thank you. Now I am going to read a poem called La Hierba. Está dedicado para Mario García Sierra. La Hierba. La hierba sabe del vino, del cuervo que se esconde en ella, del paso de las multitudes y las huellas ligeras de la abuela. La hierba está tranquila, como las manos de María en una esquina de la mesa. Sobre la hierba se acuesta el viento, perro negro lleno de estrellas. Sobre la hierba caen, siguen cayendo los cuerpos. A conejo lo nacieron en la hierba, al sol y al agua que se hunde en sus raíces, como una niña transparente y tibia. Sobre la hierba me recuerdan las garzas y las tortugas, el cielo más allá de las ramas. Sobre la hierba conversan los grillos. Se ha dejado de escuchar el mundo.
Grass. Grass knows about wine, about the crow hiding inside her leaves. Grass knows about multitudes and the faint traces of my grandmother. Grass is quiet and still, like Maria's hands on the corner of the table. Over the grass, the wind lies like a black dog full of stars. Over the grass, bodies fall and keep falling. Rabbit was born on the grass, sun and water too, going deep into her roots, like a little girl transparent and warm. Over the grass, cranes and turtles, the sky beyond the branches, remember me. Among the grass, crickets talk. The sounds of the world are no more.
You're listening to Sarah Bussey and Moises Villavicencio Barras tonight, reading from Luz de los
De todos los tiempos?
Thank you. Well, why don't you say it? You say it so much better.
Luz de todos los tiempos?
Light of all times, due out this summer from Cowfeather Press, and publisher, one of Madison's two poets laureate, Sarah Bussey, celebrating April Poetry Month. And I'd like to give you each a chance while we're wrapping up to announce anything that you have coming up or any last words you'd like to say about the book, the process. Anything?
Well, I would just say for anyone who's interested in more information that Cowfeather Press can be found online at cowfeatherpress.org. Cowfeather, just like a flying cow, cowfeatherpress.org. And we've got information about Moises' book and Catherine Kofell's book and other things coming up as well.
Moises, any last word?
Thank you for having me here. It is an honor to be here with you, Rhonda, and Sarah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us. And you must also see Sarah in public. Sometimes she has the most wonderful cow feather shoes.
Yeah, I'll have to break those out this fall, won't I, for the launch.
She's published a poem on a pair of saddle shoes.
Yes. A Holstein pattern.
Yes.
I got out my Sharpie markers and a white pair of shoes and went to town. So.
Yeah, so poetry can be fun. And we are just delighted that both of you were able to come in for the last Radio Literature of Poetry Month. And I'd like to thank our engineer, Melvin Hinton, who will host next week. And Melvin, what will your show be next week on Radio Literature?
Next week, I will be talking with Guy Thorvaldsen, who is a writer. He writes in almost all the genres, short story, poetry, theater, and so forth. And he's also a writing instructor at Madison College, MATC, Madison. So I'll be chatting with him next week.
Thank you, Melvin, and stay tuned for Psychoacoustics.
You've been listening to Radio Literature, a collectively produced weekly program on WORT 89.9 FM, Madison, and WORT HD. We are listener-sponsored community radio. Join us again next Thursday at 7:30 for more features of local writers and writers of local interest.
How many volunteers does it take to keep this community radio station on the air, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? More than 300 volunteers each and every week, and hundreds more, to help out throughout the year with pledge drives and at numerous community events. In celebration of National Volunteer Week, April 21st through 27th, WRT would like to thank the many volunteers, past and present, who have generously contributed their time and talents in order to create and sustain this community radio station. For information about volunteering at the station, call 256-2001 during business hours and ask for Glenn. Or look under the Pitch In tab on WRT's homepage, WRT